Hello.
Hi, Shane.
Yes.
Hey, Shane. So my name's David, and your number was referred to me by Nick.
Yeah. Yep. You guys are from Local Splash, I'm assuming.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I'm with Local Splash. Yeah. So Nick's with Blue Surf and Pool. We've been helping him now for a few years, right? So he referred me. Somebody might be interested in some information on what we can do to help you guys out.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yep. I was trying to reach out and I didn't get anybody. It was obviously like an AI automated system, which is totally fine. I get it. I tried to do the same thing in my company, but yeah, I get it. So I just want to kind of brief overview of what you guys do. If you guys do, like what kind of ads you're running for him and like, cause I see he's been getting a lot of success from it. So just want to know, is it like Google Ads or is it, Google service ads.
Pay per clicks. Exactly. The program and what we can do for you, right? So for sure, I'll fill you in with some of the inclusions. And yeah, I do apologize. We've been really busy lately. So all the businesses are getting ready for their next year, right? They're setting up all their marketing and getting things going. So
it's been
a whirlwind around here, right? Yeah. Right now's the time to do it. I mean, it gives you a write off at the end of the year and you start off your year ready to go, right? So definitely, advantageous, but I can get to the program in details, right? So what we're doing for Nick is, he signed up with what's called Google Verified. It was previously known as Google Guaranteed. So what he's getting is pre-qualified exclusive leads directly from Google. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what we do here is not only do we ensure first page placement, because obviously ranking and search engine optimization, I mean, it's going to come with the actual listing itself, right? I mean, I'm sure you're aware of all these things. I kind of did a little bit of research on your company already, and
yeah,
I know
sure.
you have, you know, some background in business and marketing, things like that, right? So
yes, sir.
Basically, what we do is on the local map section, there's certain qualifications for that, right? As long as your business is listed in that area, which I've already verified your Google business profile is, you get a 50-mile radius from home base where you'll be first page placement for your keywords and services in your area, right? So we're going to optimize those search engines for you first and foremost. Now, it's not just Google. What you get is Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing. On Bing, will handle all your initial content creation, of course, and then Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Within the Apple network, you get verified on Apple Maps. You're also discoverable on Siri and Safari. We also cover Alexa, so that's your top voices, desktops, and mobiles. Now, within that 50-mile radius, if any customer does a search for those terms or phrases, you'll show up there as first page placement, right? Now, what we're doing for Nick to bring him those leads that are really converting for him at a good rate is that Google Verified. So we have clientele that shops in that area exclusively. The reason being is because those businesses are upgraded and what they get is a blue badge on their Google business profile. It says verify. It says this business has been verified by Google, and then it'll show bullet points for the verification process. Like in this case, I'm looking at Blue Surf Pools and it says they're licensed. They've done a background check and it'll even show their license and license number. So these customers understand they have a well reputable company. It's already been verified and vetted. And they don't have to worry about that process. They're not charged extra for that. They're then paired with one business. Once they're paired, what they hear is you're now being routed to a Google verified contractor and you receive that lead in the form of a phone call. Now, if in fact you do speak with the customer, they're in your service area and you can successfully gain the appointment, it then turns into a qualified lead and it would be deducted from the budget you have predetermined set on your Google business profile. Mm-hmm. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Yep. Okay, cool. Now, the cost per lead, let me see here. I pulled it up. You're at $27 per qualified lead there in the Bakersfield area, right?
Okay.
So what Google asks for is a minimum budget of at least 13 leads. Now, that budget would start off at $351. Now, depending how many crews you have and how many guys you need to keep busy, you can raise the budget as much as you like for more leads, but the minimum you'll come in with would be that 13. Make sense?
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so 13 a month is what you're saying.
Yeah, 13. Well, it's a manageable program, right? You can have access to your Google Business Analytics dashboard. Now, on this dashboard, it has access to the whole program, but right now it just takes place on the lead service. So through that dashboard, you're going to be able to go in there and click Start. Now, once you click Start, you can receive those leads, and they'll be deducted from your budget at set rate, right? Now, whenever you get filled out, you know, your schedule's full, what you do is you go in there and you pause it. So say you took in 6 leads, you converted 5. I mean, in pool services, the rates are going even higher. I mean, if you're looking at 6 leads, chances are you're going to turn over 6. because you're the only company that's going out to help these guys out, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
with that being said, you turn over those SIGs. I mean, you fill out your schedule, and then you go back in, and you hit resume when you're ready. Kind of makes sense. Now, if you just want more leads and you want to make sure your schedule is always full, well, you can always get more leads, right? But once you use about 7, it's a little bit more than half, Google will notify you via email, text message, that you know your balance is running low, and you can just run the rinse and repeat process from there.
Gotcha. Okay. And now for your guys' services,
what you'd be looking at is $249 a month.
Okay. So for you guys, and then the ad budget on top of that.
That's right. The budget would be set, and that budget, it's like an escrow account. It's protected on your Google Business profile, and it's only accessed whenever you receive that pre-qualified exclusive lead, right? And that's if you go in and you push start and you have your local service ad running, so that way you can be paired at that point, it'll be deducted from there. Now, if you have it paused, you're going to have prime visibility, and this is what really opens the gap for the return on investment even higher. The prime visibility on local maps is always there, right? So once it's paused from the local service ads, you're not being paired exclusively, but customers will still be calling you from that local map section, and that's all unlimited clicks, unlimited calls. You're not charged for those, right? We're also doing social media ad budget for you. Do you have a Facebook business profile?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Inside of that $249, we're going to put an ad spend already that's included. That's going to give you about 400 ads on a monthly basis. We're going to put those together and run them for you in the service area. They're retargeted. So that means if any customers go in, you don't need to know them, and they just ask their friends for any suggestion. Hey, I need some pool services done. Can y'all recommend anybody? And they hit post. As they begin to scroll, your flyer shows up on their timeline. It really helps for the new customer acquisition.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Okay. So for Google Verified, they're looking for a couple of licenses, right? They'll do a background check. Now you can carry either the CA-661, the D-35, the CAC-53, or the California Pool, Spa, and Operator Certificate. You currently carry any of these?
Yeah, the certificate for sure. And then we're working on our 51 right now, but we don't have it currently.
Okay. Well, as long as you have the certificate, you'd be good to go there, because that's, as long as you have one of those, you'll be eligible. Now, for the insurance, there's currently none, which is good. Now, it is going to be updated by the end of the year to $250K. So I don't know if you have general liability, but right now. Okay. Okay. Then you'd be good to go. Now, Google will have two companies running background check. Now, it's either going to be Evident or Pinkerton. It's who is the oldest vetting company. I mean, you ever seen an old cowboy movie, you heard of Pinkerton, right? They're going to be looking for no felonies in the past 7 years. As long as that's not a problem, you'll ask for a valid driver's license, state ID, or you can use a United States passport. Once we supply all those and Google completes the vetting process, you then accept it. Now, typically about 72 hours go by, and most business owners would then activate their budget. But once you're accepted, basically, you're at the park. You're ready to play ball when you're ready. Make sense? You can activate the budget at any time and get started with your pre-qualified leads. Now, before that, all your other services, they roll out in the first 7 to 14 days, right? So I can touch on timelines. You say, hey, you know what, Dave, I want to get started, right? And you locked in your listing today. First thing that would happen is you'd automatically get scheduled for your onboarding call. That's going to go straight to your calendar. You're going to be sent out your Google Guarantee application, as well as a couple other forms. Now, after your onboarding call, you move on to day 3 to 5. Now, between day 3 to 5, what you're going to be looking at is all your directory submissions going live. So that's Bing, that's Apple, that's Yelp. All those will be listed for you. By day 7 to 14, your social media is going to be up and running. And between this time, we're going to be working on the optimization, right? Also, the Google Guaranteed application is going to be out. Like I said, that one takes 30 to 60 days to come back, but all your other services will be rolled out within the first 14. All right, by day 45, you're going to find yourself first page placement in every area we have you listed for. Worst case scenario, you're looking at day 60, right? Which is fantastic timelines, especially since we're beating industry standards there.
Yes. And real quick question. So the monthly spend would just be the $240 for you guys, and then whatever budget I want to spend for Google, correct? So the monthly.
That's right.
Okay, cool. And then now does this get me sponsored? Because I've seen Blue Surf, like Nick, because I bought some of his routes. I don't know if he told you kind of the background, but I bought like 87 of his routes. So that's kind of how I started my company. what I was going to ask is, does that get me, what we're doing now, does it get me sponsored? So when somebody types in, you know, pool cleaning service or whatever AdWords we use, it comes up and I'm like sponsored up top of Google?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're doing. We're putting you in the verified section. That's exactly what it is. So it's the number one lead generation product, and that's what we signed you up for today. Now you're getting it at a discounted rate as well, since you're coming in with Nick. And actually, I mean, this week we do have that discount available for you. So what you're going to get, obviously the month to month, that's $249. Now, when it comes down to your initial application fee for Google Verified, usually that's $250. You're getting that today at only $125, right? So that'd be 50% off for you. So you'd come in at $374. Now the $125 would be only a one-time payment. Your monthly recurring payment would be $249. That include all your services. Once your Google Verified application comes back, you can then activate your budget. All right.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what I got here. Now I want to talk about service areas because we're going to need all that information for geofencing. Now for your service areas, for the local maps,
so
you have a 50 mile.
I'm sorry. Sorry to cut you off, man. I'm so sorry. You broke out there a little bit with the pricing and stuff. You said something about 50% off. It kind of broke up a little bit. Can you reiterate that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, for sure. So what I was saying is that there's an application fee, right, for Google Verified. So the $249, mm-hmm. that's your monthly rate, right? That'd be for all the programming, mm-hmm. maintenance, all that. Now, the one-time application fee is normally $250. Today, you'll get it at $125. That's 50% off, right? So you come in at $374. That's a one-time payment of $125. That's already with the discount. And then your monthly reoccurring would be $249. Make sense?
Okay, gotcha. Yep, it does. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yep.
So the first thing we'll work on is going to be some service areas, right? So for the local maps, like we talked about, you'll get a 50-mile radius from home base. Is that in any direction, or do you have a preference in which way you're going?
Well, for me, it's east. So I'm in Bakersfield, California. So I wouldn't mind servicing like north and east. So like maybe Delano, Tulare area, and then like up in the mountains a little bit, because there's some pools up there, and especially I don't know how far it is, but mostly Bakersfield and like Tulare area. I wouldn't mind going east as well, or sorry, west as well to Paso Robles. I just don't know how far that is. Let's see. Sorry, one second. Bakersfield. I just want to see how far Bakersfield is from Paso Robles. Because are you on a map? Can you see that right now where I'm talking about?
Yeah, and here's the beauty, right? So for the local map section, you know, we'll be able to customize the geofencing. Once the Google Verified comes back, you're going to be able to be at the top sponsored section in any area of the state that you want to be advertising, right? So we can bring you in those customers from anywhere. So basically, I mean, let's see here. Let's go ahead and run that radius. You said from Bakersfield to where?
To like Tulare, so T-U-L-A.
Tulare, yeah.
Yeah. And then
we're here in California as well. We're in Fountain Valley, so. Yeah,
okay,
you got
cool. Love it. A lot of people I talk to are always from like East Coast, bro, so they have no idea. So that's why.
Yeah, man. And if I gotcha, I hear you. Oh, let's see here.
So like Paso Robles is cool. I wouldn't mind like East Kern too. So, but preferably stay in like Bakersfield as much as possible, obviously. But I'm not opposed to going a little north as well. So.
Okay. Bakersfield, Delano, Larry. We're going in the mountains. We're looking at east. Okay. We're going north. I put this in, and then what our mapping coordinator will do, they'll set up the geofence. And since we're data service providers for Google and Meta, that's what we're going to be feeding all those customers, right? So definitely some good information there. Now, on your Google business profile, do you need anything updated, or is all that ready to go?
That's all ready to go. I don't have like obviously I'm a service business and you already know this. So when I got verified through Google, they didn't want me to put a specific address since I go to customers. So I just don't know. Yeah.
No, that's good. That's honestly, I mask all the addresses too for service companies because you have that option, right? I mean, you can leave you got a brick and mortar. Well, then obviously we want the address so people can get directions there.
Yeah.
But for service companies, nah, we usually mask them. We don't want people showing up, whether to our warehouse or even our residential house, right? So,
for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Now, with the website, this listing does come with website hosting as well. Do you want to see if I can? I'm looking at the website right now. Basically, what we'd come in and do is we'd rebuild it, right? If you'd like the same look, we can kind of do it that way. But I'll tell you right out the gate, we can add you some chatbots, no extra cost.
That'd be great.
Also, if you want to put any payment links in there, you can do that as well, right? And that's going to be great. There's no processing fees for those payments either.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, we can do that. And you said it comes with a $240 a month?
Yeah, it comes with a $249. That's right. And the cool part of that is, and I know I haven't been able to touch base, right, but on that Google Business Analytics dashboard we talked about where you're going to be able to resume and pause your ads.
Yeah.
It's going to give you everything there. So you can have access to your website, right? If you're into coding, it'll be HTML. You can do it there. I mean, obviously, we want to be the white glove service, but if you'd like to, you're more than welcome. It's also going to show you every keyword and phrase we have you listed for on the Google network, right?
Cool.
It's going to give you a CRM for all your new customers. So at the end of every week, you'll get an update. It's going to show you where your searches and pings are coming from on the map, right? So it's really cool, comprehensive. It's a great analytics system. The call tracking is also a good one because that's going to help you not only force out spam calls and block them, but focus on the calls that actually matter to us, right? It's going to make some money.
Of course.
Okay. So let's see. Let me set up this profile here.
Now, I have a quick question. Contract-wise, am I locked into a certain amount of time?
That's a great question, right? So we don't have a long-term contract here, right? We do operate month to month. Now, there is a 90-day early termination fee. It's only $600. But the great thing is every 30 days you're with us, $200 falls off, right? So,
gotcha. Okay.
And based on my experience...
Yeah.
You ain't going nowhere. We're gonna kill it for you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what we do.
Yeah, no, I know.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. No, for sure.
But
yeah, I'm not worried about like canceling within. Yeah, I'm not worried about canceling. I'm just curious. You always have to ask.
And it's always about transparency. I mean, either way. I mean, right now I'm working on the profile, but before I even get any type of like billing info, we're gonna go through what's called a voice verification. And I walk you through the program, and it even talks about like the early term fee, right? So everything will be fully transparent for you. You'll have a firm understanding before we take any type of billing info. Sound good?
Cool. Yep. Sounds good.
Okay. So can I get a business address?
Yeah. So it's 9700 Stockdale Highway, Suite 329.
Okay.
Hey, so California, 93311.
93311, yeah. Okay. And it's Cannonball Pool Company, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. I like that.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
At first, I thought your name was going to be like Cannonball, and it was like your pool. But then I saw the website. I was like, Cannonball. It was good.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
Yep. Yeah, thanks, man.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and I'll get started with the voice verification. Now, this is one that I was saying that I'll walk you through the program. And basically, if you have any questions, you just say, hey, Dave, what does that mean? I'll slow it down. I'll reiterate for you, okay? I just want you to really have that good understanding of the program and how it's going to work for you before we get that billing info. Sound good?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Let me get that one pulled up. All right, we'll go ahead and get started here. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cannonball Pool Company.
Okay, now, please state your name and title within the business.
Owner, operator.
Okay, now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now, saying to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to text you out our 24/7 customer service number and the extension directly to my office, okay? So that way, if you ever need anything, feel free to give me a call here. And you have it on file for you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay. I just sent that one out to you. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'm going to do is provide you a security question on the account that you can verify the call voice coming from us and not somebody else. Now, you got three options. Okay. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name works.
Okay. What would that be?
Lingard, so L-I-N-G-A-R-D.
Okay.
Kind of a unique one, so it's kind of hard to get.
Yeah. Actually, I was just about to ask you, right? But I was going to say, because Lingard, I had a neighbor, and she was just a wonderful old lady, but she was German, and she went through World War II, right? So, and her last name was Lingard. So I was just, I mean, your mom got any German descent as well?
Yes. Yeah. They're all from her dad's side, obviously, where the name comes from. It's from Germany, and he was in World War I as well.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, man. Cool. Those great people, man. Crazy. I'll tell you
I
what.
Mean, not cool, yeah. But crazy, but yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't what they went through wasn't cool, right? But I mean, as far as, yeah. I mean, meeting her, and she was just, cool. She was such a great influence on my life growing up. She was actually my neighbor. Anyway, wow. We'll go for you. But yeah.
Where do you grow up at?
I grew up in Texas, right? So okay. growing up in Texas, she was a winter Texan, her and her husband, and he was retired from the National Guard. And they had so many stories, but I remember come 4th of July and things like that, when they would come down, we wouldn't pop fireworks there at the house because they would startle her. So she was just a super, super nice lady, man. She would bake us all types of homemade cookies and just wonderful lady. And every time I hear that name, I think about it. And it's unique, so I hadn't heard it in a while. And then her first name was Margaret, and she crossed my mind. And so I was like, wow.
Wait, her first name was what? Sorry, say it again.
Margaret.
Oh, Margaret, yeah. Actually, you know what's funny? I think because I was just doing my ancestry stuff, man, and I think there was a Margaret Lingard somewhere down the line, but I think she lived in like early 1900s, so it's probably not the same one. But
She was born in the early 90s. I mean, I'm in my late 40s, right? So I'm talking about like I grew up with her like in the 80s. She was already, you know, pretty old. She passed away, I want to say like 90. Right. She was 93.
Might have been her, bro. I don't know.
And she was in her 80s. My, yeah, for real.
It was my grandmother's sister. So.
Wow. But yeah. So
that wouldn't make sense. So.
And her husband's last name was very unique too. His last name was Frugier, Richard Frugier. Mm. So it was,
Was he French? I'm guessing it's French.
It sounds like you're right, but I never really asked, you know, on his ancestry.
Yeah.
He was from here, and he met her during the war because they were about the same age, right? So, cool story, man, that them two had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like a Notebook. I don't know if you've ever seen that. I'm married, bro, so my wife made me watch the movie. Don't judge me, right? But Notebook is kind of one of those.
It's a good movie, though. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is a good movie. All right. Well, we'll keep going here, right? We cut off right in the middle because Miss Margaret Lingard, but she deserved that moment. So, all right, we'll keep going for it. All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say it again, sorry.
Isn't it? Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically, and I know you're real smart when it comes to business, right? But if anybody's calling you and they're like, hey, we want to help you with this on Google, whatever, just give me a call and let me know before anything hasty is done, just because we have specific algorithms we're going to have in place on your Google business profile so you don't rotate off that front page. And if it's a great deal, I'll say, hey, man, that one says good, right? But other than that, just keep us in the loop. Sound good?
Cool. Yep, sounds good.
Okay. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential the Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google Guarantee application, or any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Great. So your payment for your initial term account setup would be charged today on December 10, 2025, non-refundable amount of $374. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 10th day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at anytime by contacting client support at the 877 number that I sent you. Now, if you do cancel your calendar in the first 90 days, an early termination fee would apply. To prevent charge for your next month of service, all you would do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Perfect.
All right. Now, we do ask that you keep in mind Local Splash is international. We have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay, fantastic. So we're ready to go on that one. Now, that one will go get sent out to you with your invoice. Now, is the billing address the same as the business address, or are they different?
Yes. Yep, same.
Okay.
Yep.
$9,700, Stockdale Highway, you said Suite C, right?
Sorry, Suite 329.
Okay. And that's listed for the billing as well, right?
Yeah, yep. Yep. That's it.
Suite 329. Okay, 93111. All right, now are we going to do Master, Visa, Amex?
It's going to be a Visa for sure. Let's see. We'll grab it real quick. What if I have it? Yeah, pulled up here. Here we go. I have like 3 different businesses. So I'll make sure I put it on the right card. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Okay. One sec. I'm just putting in the discount
here. And does it have to be a debit card or a credit card?
It can be either or. Whichever you feel comfortable with.
Okay. Cool. I'll do a credit card real quick. I'm just going to pull that up because I need to order another one. So my guy, my technician who puts gas in his car, he's out on the route. So he has the car, but I have a picture of it to tell the numbers and stuff. So I got it. Cool. Here it is.
Okay.
You ready?
You said it was a Master, I'm sorry?
It's a Visa.
Visa, okay. Ready when you are?
4246-3154. 6059-6925, and then the expiration date is 10/30, and then the 3-digit is 888.
Okay, let me update that one for you. Okay, it's processing. Right now, when it goes through, the first thing that's going to happen, you're going to get some automatic messages that Google Verified application is going to go out, and then right now I'm going to get you scheduled for your onboarding call. So let me pull up our calendar here and see what we got. I know we're going to have some...
I'm pretty booked today, but I could do it definitely tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what I got. Okay, I got some good availability tomorrow. What's going to work better for you, the morning or the afternoon?
The afternoon would work best.
Okay, let's see what I got for the afternoon. Afternoon, like, we stay open until 4 p.m., right? So,
I would say like 1:30-ish, because I watch my kids in the morning. My wife has like something going on in the morning, so
gotcha.
It could be like 12 or 1. It would be perfect.
Okay, I got either or, so it'll be your pick. I got 12, 12:30, 1, and 1:30.
Let's do 1:30s.
Now, this one's going to go straight to your calendar on your email. So, give me one. Oh, you know what? Give me
what you guys have.
Shane?
Yeah. It's Shane at cannonballpc.com.
CannonballPC.com. Okay, so that one just went out as well. Now, by any chance, did you get any of those automatic messages?
For what? Is it via email, you said, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I sent the email already, but let me see. You should have got, okay, they're in processing. One of them's going to say, welcome to Locals Class. The other one's going to say, Locals Class initial invoice. And the other one's action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Let's see. Okay, you already got your usual account manager. It looks like Victor is going to be your account manager. Right. Now, when you get the one that says Local Splash initial invoice, if you can pull that one up for me.
Yep, I got it. Yep.
Okay, great. Yeah, give that one a click, and then once it opens up, those boxes are gonna allow us to be able to text you and call
cool.
you, things like that, right? So if you can put a couple of check boxes there, that'd be great.
All right. Let's see. There's two different text messages. One says Local Splash, please click here, blank, and then accept the subscription terms. Is that it?
That's it.
Yep. Cool.
And I'll ask you to do the check boxes and then put your name in there. And I spelled everything right, on your name?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
I believe so. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you did. So, okay, cool. And is there anything else you need on my end on that?
Well, let me see here. I'm just finishing up here. Nope, you're good to go for now, Shane. So what we're going to do is we'll reconvene tomorrow at 1:30, so that way we can get you on board. Congratulations.
Cool.
Then, I'm really excited to be able to help
you
guys out.
Thank you. And then with the website stuff, we'll probably cover all that during the initiate meeting as well.
Onboarding. Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're not going to pull down your website or anything like that. You're not going to feel like any downtime. What we're going to do is we're going to rebuild the website while your website's currently up, right? Then we'll present you with the show. Once you say, hey, you know what, love it, then we'll go ahead and place that live, and then it'll be switched up. Sound good?
Cool. Yep. Cool. Sounds good. Right. Sounds good.
Yeah, now if you're wanting anything, like any new galleries, any new photos that you have, videos, anything like that, we'll give you a link where you can submit all that stuff, and then we'll get that updated for you as well, okay?
Great, man. And then I was going to say, if we could run different – I know, like, obviously Nick's a good buddy of mine and stuff, but – if we can run different ads than he can, because I don't want to be conflicting. And like, I know there's not enough to go around, but definitely maybe some different keywords or something than he is. But obviously, we can cover that tomorrow on the meeting.
Got you.
So
for sure, yeah, no, definitely, yeah. We'll take care of that for you. So let me notate that here. So I mean, keywords. I know he's also doing like pool contracting, where he's also like building pools and stuff like that. So he's gonna have some additional keywords. Now, are you doing any of that? Are you needing any of those keywords?
We just
You're
want service, really. I just want all service. So, whatever keywords could be, like local pool service near me or pool cleaning company, whatever you guys use. I know you guys have all that data. I'll trust you. Just something. I just don't want to be competing against them. I'm sure you guys think about that too. When it comes to Google ad spend and stuff, which again, there's enough probably to go around, but just in general. I know the Google leads are exclusive, so it at the end of the day.
Exactly. You're not going to be in direct competition with him. Yeah. What's being sent to him will be his, and what's being sent to yours is yours. And neither one of you what he's been experiencing, he's not going to feel the drop off just because you're coming on board. You know what I mean?
For sure.
And
he
understands that. And that's why he's like, hey, bring him on too. I mean, Nick's a good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's definitely willing to share the wealth down there. And that's a good thing for you guys. So good partnership.
Sure.
And we'll take care of both of y'all.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We appreciate you too, Shane. We'll talk tomorrow. Have a good day.
Okay. All right. Bye.